Today's message might spark some strong emotions or reactions from some of you listening or watching. And if something that I say causes that strong emotion, anger, frustration, I invite you to ask yourself why. What is it that's causing that? And then I invite you to give me a call sometime this week and we'll talk about it. I'd love to chat more. On Wednesday, January 6th, I recorded my Crossing the Tracks podcast with my co-host Sanda Jones. Shameless plug, Crossing the Tracks podcast is a podcast about race and race relations. I'd love for you to listen to it, podcasts, Spotify, all those good places. But we were interviewing one of Centenary's own, Sarah Spicer, and we had interviewed her on Wednesday. And then after the podcast had concluded, Kay, our director of worship and discipleship, came to us and asked if we saw what was happening on the Capitol. So I quickly opened social media to see that there were a group of extremists who had stormed the Capitol in protest to the election and electoral college votes, and this mob had marched down Pennsylvania Avenue after attending a rally, and they breached the Capitol. They got past Capitol Police, and they entered the building. They had flags and weapons and symbolism that was all very concerning. I witnessed the Christian flag being waved. I saw a Jesus 2020 flag being waved as this mob is forcing its way into the building. I saw the Confederate flag being waved, an image of racism that's being represented, that was in the place where the American people are represented in their ideals there in the Capitol. As I watched, there were many images that stood out, but one of the first ones that I saw that gave me a real big gut punch was among the group on the front steps of the Capitol, there was someone holding a sign, a yellow sign with the words, "Jesus Saves" on it. That hurt because that is so far from the message of Christ. This is so far from the message of love. This is so far from the message of God with us, God among us. So I had to ask myself why. Why did seeing that image hurt so much? I think it's because I felt a little defeated. And no matter how much we try to preach and teach and promote love and God's love, there is this force within Christianity that promotes violence and presents a message of Christianity that can be harmful and dangerous. I think it hurts because I have witnessed too many times Christians using symbols within places of harm and violence and hate. Christ's message is first and foremost, a message of love, a love that starts with God, a love of God and neighbor and self. That is the greatest commandment, and all the law and all the Bible can be summed up into that. Jesus teaches us that. What I saw on Wednesday, January 6th, was not a message of love. And any time that we see violence, it's not a message of love. Violence does not lead to love or representing Christ's image. Hate does not lead to love. We cannot love God if we are not loving others. We cannot love others if we do not love ourselves. And we can't extend the love of God if we cannot accept God's own love for us. A love that starts with God, that God is pouring out to all of us. God is love. I firmly believe that that's the message that we start with Christianity, is that God is love. I believe that that is evident when God speaks to God's Son. And so our focus passage is going to be when Jesus first appears on the scene in Mark's gospel, we see that Jesus' identity is being formed. We see a moment when the heavens are torn apart and God speaks to Jesus. Hear these words from Mark 1:4-11. John the Baptizer appeared in the wilderness proclaiming a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins. And people from the whole Judean countryside and all the people of Jerusalem were going out to him and were baptized by him in the River Jordan, confessing their sins. Now John was clothed with camel's hair with a leather belt around his waist. He ate locusts and wild honey. He proclaimed, "The one who is more powerful than I is coming after me. I am not worthy to stoop down and untie the thong of his sandals. I have baptized you with water, but he will baptize you with the Holy Spirit." In those days, Jesus came from Nazareth of Galilee and was baptized by John in the Jordan. And just as he was coming up out of the water, he saw the heavens torn apart and the Spirit descending like a dove on him. And a voice came from heaven, "You are my Son, the Beloved. With you, I am well pleased." The Word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. That's the name. That's Christ's name, the Beloved. God tells Jesus in this message, and it is true for each of us, that God says, "You are my Beloved, and with you I am well pleased." In our baptism, we are renamed. In our baptism, we are named Beloved. And each year on this baptism of the Lord's Sunday, we remember our baptism. We remember that we are a beloved child of God, made in the image of God, loved by God. Imagine if we started every conversation, every interaction, every decision with seeing that the other person we're in conversation with is a child of God, a beloved child of God. And that every single person is a beloved child of God, and that we are a beloved child of God. Can you imagine how that might change our interactions? Can you imagine how that might change our conversations or what we read or what we post or what we see in this world, that every single person is a beloved child of God? The actions on Wednesday at the Capitol have shown us that somewhere along the way, we have stopped seeing a child of God in one another. The polarization of this country, the polarization of our state, the polarization of our own communities, the polarization of our denomination and our churches. Somewhere along the way, there has been this dangerous religious teaching that devalues human beings. Teaching that says because of gender or orientation or race or belief system, you are less than human. Somewhere along the way, these cult-like behaviors had led to mob breaching the Capitol. Somewhere along the way, there has been hatred and lies and conspiracies that have spread like wildfire. And I believe it's our calling through our baptism, through our faith and our responsibility to speak up and speak out because of that love of God. To speak out against the harm that is caused when we hear of hatred, when we hear of racism, when we hear of sexism, when we hear of homophobia, to speak up. We do that because the image of God rests within that person and all people. The person's causing harm has the image of God within them too. And that's the message and difficult part of all this, that they are a beloved child of God. The people that stormed the Capitol building is a beloved child of God, made in the image of God. And that's why we speak out against that behavior. That is what conversion looks like. When people are able to recognize the image of God that rests within each of us, that we were created in that image. That's a conversion moment, to see the humanity and the belovedness of each person. It's because of our baptismal vows that we renounce those spiritual forces of wickedness that we see in this world. A Confederate flag being carried around in the Capitol is part of the spiritual forces of wickedness. A Jesus saved sign carried by violent extremists is part of the spiritual forces of wickedness. Religious cults that perpetuate lies which lead to violence are part of spiritual forces of wickedness. So I invite you to remember those baptismal vows. I invite you to join me in hearing those baptismal vows that we made? Do you renounce the spiritual forces of wickedness, reject the evil powers of this world, and repent of your sin? Say, I do. I invite you to say it, I do. Do you accept the freedom and the power that God gives you to resist evil, injustice, and oppression in whatever forms they present themselves? Say it with me, I do. Do you confess Jesus Christ as your Savior, put your whole trust in His grace, and promise to serve Him as your Lord in union with the church which Christ has opened for all people of all ages, nations, and races? Say it with me, I do. Those are the vows that we or someone on our behalf make in our baptism, and each time we remember our baptism, we are reminded of our calling as Christians. We are reminded of our calling to renounce spiritual forces of wickedness, to resist evil, to put our trust in Jesus Christ. In our baptism, we are called to accept the freedom and the power that God gives us to resist injustice and oppression. In our baptism, we are making a promise to serve Jesus Christ as Lord, not our political parties or candidates, not our favorite TV preachers, not money or greed, but we promise to promote, to serve Jesus Christ as our Lord. Serving Jesus Christ as Lord is seeking peace and justice. It's advocating for those two things hand in hand. Baptism isn't a saving action in and of itself, but it's a recognition. It's a sacrament. It's a recognition of God's love being poured out for us. Baptism is saying yes to God's love. To be reminded of what God told Jesus in Jesus' baptism. This is my Son, the Beloved, with whom I'm well pleased. Each year we need that reminder. I want to share a Henry Nouwen meditation with you it should be on your screen as well, that's titled, You Are Beloved. It goes like this: personally, as my struggle reveals, I don't often feel like a beloved child of God, but I know that that is my most primal identity, and I know that I must choose it above and beyond my hesitations. Strong emotions, self-rejection, even self-hatred justifiably toss you about, but you are free to respond as you will. I like this line a lot. You are not what others, or sometimes even you, think about yourself. You are not what you do. You are not what you have. You are a full member of the human family, having been known before you were conceived and molded in your mother's womb. In times when you feel bad about yourself, try to choose to remain true to the truth of who you really are. Look in the mirror each day and claim your true identity. Act ahead of your feelings and trust that one day your feelings will match your convictions. Choose now and continue to choose this incredible truth. As a spiritual practice, claim and reclaim your primal identity as a beloved daughter or son of a personal Creator. There are many of us that struggle to accept that truth. Many of you watching right now, like I do, to accept the truth of you are not what you do or what you have. You are a full member of the human family. And we need to reclaim our primal identity as a beloved child of God. It's because of this love from God that we respond by showing that love to others. It's because of this love from God that we promote unity and peace and justice so that something like this past Wednesday doesn't happen again, so that love triumphs over evil. It's because of this love from God that we are called to respond to what happened this past Wednesday, to denounce the spiritual forces of wickedness in all the forms that they might come, to denounce violence or violent speech or violent behavior. We are called to denounce any harm done through those words or force. There are evil forces in this world. The evil and wicked forces that are easy to see is what happened this past Wednesday. Those are the ones that are easy to see and it's easy to denounce. The more difficult ones are the ones that look more like us, right? The wicked forces that stir division through name-calling and devaluing humanity, that try to create more polarization, forces that thrive on division and chaos, the closed-door conversations or the subtle racist or sexist joke that we think is okay, or those echo chambers that we find ourselves in when we only hear what we want to hear. Those are the subtle forces of wickedness. And this is why we have to respond with love. A love that starts with God. A love that never ends and never fails us. And so today, on this remembrance of Baptism Sunday, I want you to remember that you are loved. Remember that nothing can take that from you. No one can take that from you. That you are loved and you are named. You are named beloved. Remembering our baptism is remembering that we are God's beloved, that we matter. And so we share and show that love with others. I invite you at this time, as you feel led, to go get a cup of water if you have it available. I invite you to bring that and just touch the water. Put your hand under a faucet. Feel the cleansing power of water. Any time that you encounter water this week and the days ahead, I invite you to remember that you are baptized. When you wash your hands, take a drink of water, wash your car when it rains outside. Remember your baptism. Remember you are named by God. Remember you are beloved. And now we're going to go through a remembrance of baptism liturgy. Sisters and brothers in Christ, through the sacrament of baptism, God's Spirit has been poured out with water, poured out over immersing all of us. Water that flows freely for all who receive it. Water from the streams of God's saving power and justice. Water that brings hope to all who thirst for righteousness. Water that refreshes life, nurtures growth, and offers new birth. Today we come to these waters, reminded of our baptism, to renew our commitments in each other's presence, virtual presence, to Christ who has raised us, the Spirit who has birthed us, and the Creator who is making all things new. And the Spirit of the Lord that is with us, even so come, Lord Jesus. Let's pray. Almighty God, the life you birthed in us by the baptism into Jesus Christ will never die. Your justice never fails. Your mercy is everlasting. Your healing rivers flow. Your Spirit blows where you will. We cannot stop you, God. Sometimes we try. We try to block the flow. We direct the winds of the Spirit, or we walk so far away from the life-giving stream that we do not hear its sound and we forget its power. We parch ourselves. We are dry and thirsty, O God. Come refresh us. Come upon us, Holy Spirit. Come upon these waters. Let these waters be drops of your mercy. Let these waters remind us of your righteousness and justice. Let these waters renew in us the resurrection power of Jesus. Let these waters make us long for your coming reign. Most holy God, Abba, Father, glory to you. Jesus Christ, Savior, Lord, glory to you. Spirit of fire, Spirit over the water, Spirit of holiness, glory to you. Eternal God, one in three, three in one, all glory is yours now and forever. Amen.